Antoinette Latouf, court finds journalist unfairly fired over Gaza post, date modified colon 2025-06-25T04:16:42.430Z, description colon the judge found the ABC did not give Antoinette Latouf a chance to defend herself before she was fired, comma dot. Australian journalist wins unfair dismissal case over Gaza post, 7 days ago, save, Lana Lamb BBC News, Sydney, save, Getty Images, a journalist has won her case against Australia's national broadcaster, with the court ruling she was unfairly sacked over a social media post about the war in Gaza. Antoinette Latouf said the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC, cut short her stint as a fill-in radio presenter in December 2023 due to her political views, her race, and after lobbying from pro-Israel groups. Hours before her sacking, Latouf shared a post from Human Rights Watch, HRW, that accused Israel of war crimes, which Israel denies. The ABC argued her post breached its editorial policy, but after the ruling apologized to Latouf, saying that it had let down our staff and audiences in its handling of the matter. On Wednesday, Justice Daryl Rangia found that the ABC sacked Latouf for reasons including her opinions on the Israeli military campaign in Gaza. He rejected allegations the presenter, who is of Lebanese heritage, was fired because of her race. She was awarded damages of $70,000, £33,400. $45,400, but Justice Rangia said he would hear arguments from both sides on further penalties. Speaking outside court, Latouf said she was punished for my political opinion. Her dismissal triggered a wave of public outrage and created turmoil at the public broadcaster, raising questions over its independence and reviving concerns over how it supports staff, particularly those who are culturally diverse. Latouf has been a regular contributor in Australian media for years, but also made a name for herself as an activist on issues like racism, discrimination in media and mental health. The ABC disputed that she was fired, because they had paid her contract in full, and said she had been removed from her duties not as punishment, but to protect the broadcaster's reputation. When opening his remarks, Justice Rangia said the Israel-Gaza war has become the most covered, contested, and controversial news story in the world. The Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza in response to the Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7, 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. At least 55,706 people have been killed in Gaza since then, including more than 15,000 children, according to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry, Fierce Row after sacking of ABC presenter over Gaza post. During the case, the ABC argued Latouf was instructed not to post anything about the conflict, but Justice Rangia found Latouf had been merely advised not to post anything controversial, rather than being given a direction. He said there was a clear orchestrated campaign by pro-Israel lobbyists to have Latouf taken off air right from the outset of her employment, which was causing consternation among senior ABC managers. When she reshared the HRW post, which said Israel was using starvation as a tool of war, a claim the country denies, it was bound to be controversial, Justice Rangia said. Describing her decision as ill-advised and inconsiderate of her employer, he said it turned the consternation of her bosses into what can be described as a state of panic. Within the hour, a decision was made that Latouf would be taken off air, he said. He said former ABC Chief Content Officer Chris Oliver Taylor had no more than a suspicion that Latouf may have breached some policy or guideline, but wanted to mitigate the anticipated deluge of complaints and criticism by firing her. And so, shortly after she finished her third morning as a presenter, Latouf was told to pack up her things and leave. The policies she was alleged to have breached were not identified, nor was she given any opportunity to defend herself, the judge said. The decision to remove her from the airwaves was promptly leaked to the media, something Latouf says left her reputation in tatters. She took her case to Australia's Fair Work Commission last year, and after a win there, to the federal court. There, Latouf's team argued the ABC had been influenced by external pressure about her appointment. The court heard that ABC's former chair Ida Butt-Rose and former managing director David Anderson had forwarded several emails complaining about Latouf to Oliver Taylor. Justice Rangia said the call to sack Latouf was Oliver Taylor's alone, but Anderson's opinion of her had influenced him. Butt-Rose had applied pressure to Oliver Taylor, he said, but did not materially contribute to the decision. In a statement, new ABC managing director Hugh Marks said it was clear the matter was not handled in line with our values and expectations. It has caused concerns to be expressed about the ABC's independence and integrity, which are critical to the great trust the Australian public places in us. There was much to consider in the wake of the decision, he said, adding that the company's social media guidelines have already been reviewed and replaced. Surrounded by supporters outside court, Ms. Latouf said, deliberately starving and killing children is a war crime. Today, the court has found that punishing someone for sharing facts about these war crimes is also illegal. Israel has put severe restrictions on food and aid shipments into Gaza throughout the war and blocked them entirely from March to May this year. A panel of International Criminal Court judges decided that there were reasonable grounds to believe that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant bore criminal responsibility for using starvation as a method of warfare. But Israel denies that it has used starvation as a tool of war, with Netanyahu calling the claims false and absurd charges. Additional reporting by Tiffany Turnbull, Israel is accused of the gravest war crimes. How governments respond could haunt them for years to come. Social media Israel Gaza War Australia.